Hello, this is Todd Durakon with the Decatur Herald and Review for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025, coming to you from my home studio. We start on the front page of today's edition under the Together Decatur very large headline, Will They Be Your Valentine? Scoville Zoo offering birds, bugs, and rodents as Valentine's Day adoptions. And this article is by Donette Beckett, Decatur. Everyone needs love and attention, including rats, vultures, and bugs. When you think of Valentine's Day, you think of cute and cuddly, said Heather Perdue, Scoville Zoo director, but they maybe don't get the same sort of love throughout the year. Scoville Zoo is offering Valentine's Day adoptions for three animals who aren't considered the warm and fuzzy type, the naked mole rat, the turkey vulture, and the hissing cockroach. Each Valentine comes with adoption papers and other items introducing the new loved one. Linda Bundy's four-year-old twin granddaughters will be recipients of the special Valentines. They are all about Valentine's Day, she said, and the girls love the zoo and the animals. Bundy said her grandchildren are at the age where they are beginning to understand the fun of the holiday. So she wanted to give them something special that she, as well as the children, would appreciate. They get what Valentine's Day is, she said, and then I don't get them hopped up on sugar. Bundy picked out the animal she thought the children would like the most. I didn't do the hissing cockroach, she said. I just couldn't bring myself to do that. The hissing cockroach was the first to be featured as a Valentine's Day adoption a few years ago, according to Perdue. The next year, we added the naked mole rat, she said. Then last year, we thought of our turkey vulture. The Valentines will include a year-long adoption certificate, an invitation to the Scoville Zoo members only and parents picnic in June, and a photo of the animal and its footprints. Adoption fees range from $20 for the hissing cockroach to $25 for the naked mole rat or the turkey vulture. The zoo staff can mail the Valentine package directly to the recipient or the giver. The Valentine package will also be available at the zoo office located at 71 South Country Club Road, Decatur. The animal adoption funds will go toward the operating budget for the animals, Perdue said. It helps to feed the animals, she said. It pays for the keepers to care for the animals, the vet care, feed, and everything that goes into the daily care of the animal. Bundy expects her granddaughters will enjoy the Valentine's Day gift. However, she has her favorites too. The naked mole rat, they are so ugly that they're actually kind of cute, she said. But they're still better than the hissing cockroach. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and read the sidebar, hashtag Together Decatur. Do you know a person or a story that exemplifies the best of Decatur? Well, if you do, contact Donette Beckett at 217-421-6983 or dbeckett at herald-review.com. And let's see here, some beautiful large color photos. This first one takes up most of the half of the top of the page. A naked mole rat poses with his artwork, a Valentine's footprint painting at the Scoville Zoo in Decatur on Friday, February 7th. To raise money for the zoo, one can, quote, adopt, unquote, a naked mole rat, hissing cockroach, or turkey vulture as a gift for Valentine's Day and receive a certificate, photograph, and painting. And I will describe the painting. It's on a black piece of square paper, maybe 5 or 6 inches square, and there's different shades of pink and white and red that I think the mole rat had dipped their feet in, the mole rat's feet in, and mole rat walked all over the paper. It's really beautiful, actually. And we see a pair of hands with painted fingernails holding the naked mole rat. It looks mostly white. Looks very much like a small walrus, and very large buck teeth coming out, and tiny little eyes. As they said in the article, actually kind of cute. Joseph Ressler, Herald and Review photo credit. And then a smaller Color photo here in Madagascar, hissing cockroach poses at the Scoville Zoo in Decatur on Friday, February 7th. And it looks much like a hissing cockroach would look. It's just sitting there on some Valentine heart-themed paper. And another sidebar, Scoville Zoo Valentine's Day adoptions. To adopt a naked mole rat, a turkey vulture, or a hissing cockroach for Valentine's Day gift, call 217-421-7435. Information is also available on the zoo's Facebook page. Rapid response to ADM job cuts. Workshops set for those possibly affected. This article is by Tony Reed, Decatur. Archer Daniels Midland Company didn't waste much time in moving forward with recently announced job cuts, and those looking to help aren't hanging around either. Workforce Investment Solutions in Decatur has announced it's partnering with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity and the Illinois Department of Employment Security to host a series of rapid response workshops. They are scheduled for Thursday and Friday, February 13th and 14th, respectively, with multiple sessions between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. each day at the Workforce Investment Solutions office at 757 West Pershing Road. Help will be offered with everything from looking for another job to further training and education, along with information on benefits and support programs. After announcing a drop in fourth quarter profit last week and faced with a challenging international marketplace, ADM said it would slash costs by up to $750 million and axe up to 700 jobs. In an emailed response to the Herald and Review on Friday, company spokesperson Jackie Anderson said, most of the looming layoffs, I believe the majority of folks, were notified this week. But with a global workforce numbering more than 40,000 and ADM not specifying where in the world the axe will fall, it's anybody's guess how many people might be in need of those Decatur workshops. One or 100, however the organizers say, it's just better to be ready. It's always a problem when you don't know exactly how many people you're talking about, said Rocky Wilkerson, the executive director of WIS. But when you find out there are going to be people losing their jobs through no fault of their own in a mass layoff or any layoff, then Workforce Investment Solutions tries to provide a rapid response session. Wilkerson said the need for speed can be hard to grasp for fired workers, reeling from the gut punch shock of suddenly losing their job. There is a grieving period, she added. But there are also a lot of people who are living paycheck to paycheck and will soon face questions like, where is the rent going to come from? Where are the groceries going to come from? Or they've got two kids, or they are a single parent, and there is that sudden fear of the unknown. I think what rapid response does is give us a chance to put our services together very quickly so that we can give individuals who have lost jobs some hope, some encouragement, along with resources. The rapid response workshops will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on both February 13th and February 14th. The events are free and no registration is necessary. Representatives from the U.S. Department of Labor Employee Benefit Security Administration will also be in attendance. A layoff assistance page for displaced ADM workers has been created at layoffs.illinoisworknet.com/Archer Daniels Midland Company-Chicago. Wilkerson said the good news for laid-off workers is a strong local job market awaits them with plenty of opportunities. It's not all doom and gloom, she added. And if you lose a job through no fault of your own, the rapid response events are critical for the individuals involved to be able to move forward. For more information, call 217-875-8751. We're on the local news page. A3, snow headed to central Illinois this week. Allison Petty. A winter storm is headed to central Illinois this week, bringing the chance of more than 4 inches of snow in some parts of the region. Snowfall is expected on Wednesday through the evening and will likely be heaviest in the afternoon, according to the National Weather Service in Lincoln. Projections for the Decatur and Macon County area as of Monday morning put the range of accumulation anywhere from 1 to 4 inches. Adding to chill could be a northeast wind around 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. The heaviest snow on Wednesday is expected near and west of Interstate 55. Bloomington could see 3 to 5 inches, the Weather Service said, while Peoria could expect as much as 7 inches. Other parts of the region, such as Mattoon-Charleston to the southeast, could receive less than an inch of snow. However, the Weather Service predicted mixed precipitation, including freezing rain south of a Shelbyville to Danville line. The Weather Service warned that travel could be slippery and advised keeping an eye on the forecast. Light snow is also expected in the southeast Illinois region on Tuesday as a weak system passes through, the Weather Service said. Another chance for wintry precipitation could come next weekend. Police courtroom mutterings lead defendant to jail. Tony Reed has this article, Decatur. An ex-boyfriend's muttered courtroom pleas to his former girlfriend ended up with him getting into more trouble and a prolonged stay in the Macon County Jail, police report. A sworn affidavit said the 36-year-old Decatur defendant appeared in Macon County Circuit Court on the afternoon of February 3rd after being arrested February 1st for violating pretrial release conditions, forbidding him to have contact with the 34-year-old woman. The affidavit filed by the Macon County Sheriff's Office said she told officers he looked at her in the courtroom and tried to speak to her several times. She believed the statements he made were to the effect of, "Don't do this to me," the affidavit said. Court security officers also told police they had seen the defendant speaking to his former girlfriend, who also has an order of protection against contact with him. Her ex-boyfriend denied the new charges of violating the order of protection and again violating pretrial release conditions. He is quoted as telling police he wasn't talking to her, but was speaking instead to his current girlfriend, who was also present in the courtroom. Court records show he was due to be released on the earlier charge of violating pretrial release conditions, but the alleged new violation led to a judge ruling he would have to be detained in custody where he remained Sunday. The Bacon brothers added to the Devon lineup. Decatur, also by Donette Beckett here. Actor, producer, and director Kevin Bacon will be on stage with his brother Michael this summer as one of the musical acts for the 2025 Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater Concert Series. The Bacon brothers are scheduled for June 15th at the Nelson Park venue. Tickets ranging from $20 to $45 will go on sale at 10 a.m. Wednesday, February 12th through the Devon website. This concert is included in the 2025 Devon season ticket package. The Bacon brothers bring a mix of folk, rock, soul, and country music to the stage. They have performed in Japan as well as at iconic venues such as Carnegie Hall, the Grand Ole Opry, and Grunhall. The duo will be highlighting their latest and 12th album, Ballad of the Brothers. The brothers have had successful careers offstage as well. Kevin is a well-known actor, having performed on the big screen with such hits as Footloose, Apollo 13, and A Few Good Men. Michael is an Emmy-winning composer. He won an Emmy for the original movie score for the Kennedys in 1993 and has gone on to write for various movie scores and TV shows. Trump to Treasury, stop minting pennies. Jill Colvin, Associated Press, has this article, Washington. President Donald Trump says he has directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the 1 cent coin. For far too long, the United States has minted pennies, which literally cost us more than 2 cents. This is so wasteful, Trump wrote in a post Sunday on his Truth Social site. I have instructed my Secretary of the U.S. Treasury to stop producing new pennies. The move by Trump is the latest in what has been a rapid-fire effort by his new administration to enact sweeping change through executive order and proclamation on issues ranging from immigration to gender and diversity to the name of the Gulf of Mexico. Trump had not discussed his desire to eliminate the penny during his campaign. But Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency raised the prospect in a post on X last month, highlighting the penny's cost. The U.S. Mint reported losing $85.3 million in the 2024 fiscal year that ended in September on the nearly 3.2 billion pennies it produced. Every penny cost nearly 0.37 cents, up from 0.31 cents the year before. That is a dollar sign. I misread that. So that's almost 4 cents, so it's 0.037, so almost 4 cents up from 0.031 the year before. The mint also loses money on the nickel, with each of the 5 cent coins costing nearly 14 cents to make. It's unclear whether Trump has the power to unilaterally eliminate the lowly 1 cent coin. Currency specifications, including the size and metal content of coins, are dictated by Congress. Some entertainment briefs here. Elton John still optimistic amid health struggles. Sir Elton John is an optimist. The 77-year-old singer contracted a severe eye infection in 2024, which has impacted his vision. But he hasn't allowed the situation to dampen his enthusiasm, acknowledging that he still, quote, got a great life, unquote. Speaking to the Guardian newspaper, John explained, "I'm an optimist permanently. I've got bad eyesight at the moment. There have been days where I've been miserable. But then I think about how lucky I am." John remains hopeful that his eyesight will improve in the coming months and years. The singer explained, "I've got a new respect for sight-impaired people and people who are totally blind, some of whom I'm in touch with. But to hell with it. I've got a great life, and hopefully my eyesight will improve." John has overcome lots of challenges in his life, and he's determined to overcome his latest setback, too. The chart-topping singer said, "This is not going to beat me. I've beaten addiction, I've beaten health issues, and I can pick myself up and dust myself off." Ozzy Osbourne says he can't walk. Ozzy Osbourne has admitted he can't walk as he prepares for his final Black Sabbath show. The 76-year-old metal legend has been battling Parkinson's disease since 2019, and the condition has affected his mobility, but he's still determined to reunite with his bandmates for one last concert in his hometown of Birmingham, England, in the summer. During an appearance on Sirius XM, he explained, "I have made it to 2025. I can't walk, but you know what I was thinking over the holidays? For all my complaining, I'm still alive. I may be moaning that I can't walk, but I look down the road, and there's people that didn't do half as much as me and didn't make it." His wife, Sharon Osbourne, has also insisted the singer's voice is still as strong as ever. She told the Sun newspaper, "He's very happy to be coming back and very emotional about this planned gig. Parkinson's is a progressive disease. It's not something you can stabilize. It affects different parts of the body, and it's affected his legs. But his voice is as good as it's ever been." Local, state, and world news. Camera sees through arsonist denial, police say. Tony Reed Decatur has this article. Police say it didn't take long for a Decatur arsonist claims that he had not torched the dumpster outside his apartment building to be burned away under the unblinking gaze of a surveillance camera. A sworn affidavit described Decatur Police Department officers being called to the 3800 block of Camelot Circle on the morning of February 3rd after firefighters had just put out the blaze. The affidavit said the apartment manager had reviewed security footage and saw the 23-year-old suspect drop an object into the dumpster and the fire erupting shortly afterward. She then watched him walk back to his nearby apartment as the resulting blaze melted the plastic lid off the dumpster and blistered its paint. He told her a story about a different male pulling up in a green pickup truck to start the fire, said Officer Eric Havens, who signed the affidavit. Police later confronted the man, who was described as changing his story in the wake of the video evidence. He stated he didn't mean to start a fire and didn't even know the piece of paper he put in the dumpster was on fire, Havens added. The man has since been charged with arson. He is free on pretrial release with the condition he stays away from the apartments. A couple of interesting articles here. One is Nutrition Citrus Twist. Discover the appeal of the Caracara orange. This article is by Christina Mannion, BHD.com. Did you know that citrus fruits are in season during the winter? Not too long ago, the joys of taste testing some unique citrus fruits were limited to the coldest season, but now we can enjoy them and their many benefits all year. One delicious type of orange that you might not be familiar with is the Caracara orange. A relatively new kid on the block, the Caracara is not only beautiful, but also has a flavor profile that might just make your new favorite citrus. Well, what are Caraquara oranges? Discovered in Venezuela in the 1970s, Caraquara oranges, or Citrus sinensis, are also known as red-fleshed navel oranges. A relative of the blood orange, they are a cross between the Brazilian Bahia navel orange and the Washington navel orange. In the United States, they primarily grow in California during the winter months. The flesh of the Caraquara orange is a beautiful deep pink-red color with subtle notes of orange, reminiscent of a cross between a grapefruit and a blood orange. These oranges combine the most irresistible sweet, tangy flavor with so little acidity that you may forget momentarily that you're eating a citrus fruit. Are Caraquaras good for you? As if the flavor and appearance of these Caraquara oranges weren't enough, these little rays of sunshine are loaded with nutrition. Caraquaras provide heaps of vitamin C, vitamin A, fiber, potassium, and antioxidants, including lycopene, responsible for the orange's vibrant color. The other nutrients in this gorgeous orange will help boost your immune system, maintain healthy eyesight, regulate your digestion, and keep a healthy fluid balance. Delicious ways to try Caraquara oranges. Peel them and eat them just as is, or hand juice them for the perfect pick-me-up in the morning or as an afternoon snack. Slice them and add them to oatmeal or yogurt, or use them as pancake toppings in the morning. Create a healthy twist on the Orange Julius with a smoothie featuring Caraquaras. Use them as a crowd-pleasing topper for a healthy, hearty winter salad with pomegranate, kale, fennel, and walnuts. Zest and juice it to make a delicious vinaigrette for salads and roasted vegetables, or marinade for meat, poultry, fish, or tofu. From jazzed up cranberry sauce to a deliciously savory demi-glace for a fancy meal, Caraquara oranges can add the perfect zest and sweetness to almost any sauce. Spice up your weekend get-together with a Caraquara orange cocktail. Your guests will be so impressed. Give your old cranberry orange muffin recipe a tune-up by subbing in Caraquara for the classic navel orange. They also pair well in cookie, cake, and ice cream recipes. Airlines expect sustained travel demand in 2025. This article is by Damian J. Troyes, Associated Press, New York. Airlines expect a strong tailwind from travel demand in 2025, even though carriers could be hedged in by capacity issues. United Airlines, Delta Airlines, and several other U.S.-based carriers all gave investors strong forecasts for the year. Wall Street expects major airlines to increase revenues and profit in 2025. Lower jet fuel prices also helped brighten those forecasts. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian said the airline is already on track for the best, quote, financial year, unquote, in its history. The U.S. consumer is financially healthy and continues to prioritize spending on experiences, he said. Following the airline's latest quarterly earnings report, consumer spending remained strong across most goods and services in 2024. Air transportation was among the stronger categories, with spending increasing each month through November, according to the data on personal consumption expenditures. Airlines were among 2024's biggest gainers on Wall Street, with Delta's stock rising 50% and United Airlines more than doubling. Most airline stocks have continued gaining ground into 2025, along with expectations for profit growth. Still, the industry faces supply chain problems that have crimped capacity. The capacity challenges of 2024 will continue into 2025, and indeed through into 2026 as airlines struggle with the fallout from maintenance, repair, and overhaul issues and production delays from major aircraft manufacturers, said John Grant, chief analyst at travel data company OAG. Airlines and airplane makers face broad supply chain delays for parts. Boeing remains one of the bigger drags for the sector. The beleaguered airplane maker continues to face production issues and said it incurred nearly $3 billion worth of charges in the fourth quarter of 2024. It faced a strike by the machinists that halted production at several factories. Those supply issues kept capacity growth in check in 2024 and will continue to do so in 2025, according to the International Air Transport Association, or IATA. The organization expects global passenger capacity to grow 7.5% in 2025, with 2.8% growth in North America. That would mark a continued slowdown from 2024. This is limiting growth opportunities and driving up several cost areas, including aircraft, leasing, and maintenance, the IATA said in a forecast for 2025. Crimped capacity growth weighed down passenger traffic growth. The IATA expects global growth of 8% in 2025, with 3% growth in North America. Well, this is technically the weather page, so since we're here, let's read the Decatur four-day forecast. As we know, snow and cold coming. So today, breezy in the afternoon, evening, wind northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour, high of 37 today. Tonight, cloudy, wind northeast 8 to 16 miles per hour, and a low of 25. Wednesday, snow and flurries, looking like 1 to 2 inches, wind east-northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour, high of 29, low of 14. Thursday, cold is what it says, turning sunny, very cold, wind northwest 8 to 16 miles per hour, high of 20, but a low of minus 1. And Friday, not as cold, ice at night, wind southeast 8 to 16 miles per hour, high of 33 and low of 28. The regional outlook, cloudy today, breezy during the afternoon, little or no sunshine with average relative humidity, 65%, and fair drying conditions. Cloudy tonight, average relative humidity, 85%. And let's see, the sky watch here says sunrise, 6:53 a.m., set 5:27 p.m. Nice that these sunsets are getting later and skies are brighter later into the day and evening. Moonrise, 4:38 p.m., set 6:40 a.m. Full moon, February 12th. All right, coming up on us. Last quarter moon, February 20th. New moon, February 27th. And first quarter moon, March 6th. We are on the life page today in history. Today's highlight: on February 11th, 1990, South African anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela was freed after 27 years in prison. Also on this date in 1847, American inventor Thomas Alva Edison was born in Milan, Ohio. In 1937, a six-week-old sit-down strike against General Motors ended, with the company agreeing to recognize and negotiate with the United Auto Workers Union. In 1945, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet leader Joseph Stalin signed the Yalta Agreement, in which Stalin agreed to declare war against Imperial Japan following Nazi Germany's capitulation. In 1975, Margaret Thatcher was elected leader of the British opposition Conservative Party. In 1990, in one of the biggest upsets in sports history, 42-1, underdog Buster Douglas knocked out the previously undefeated heavyweight champion Mike Tyson in Japan's Tokyo Dome. In 2011, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resigned in the wake of protests, ending 3 decades of authoritarian rule. In 2012, singing superstar Whitney Houston was found dead in a hotel room bathtub in Beverly Hills, California, on the eve of the Grammy Awards. She was 48 years old. Well, that brings us to the end of the first half hour of the Decatur Herald and Review for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. We'll take a short break and return with the second half hour.